Ladies?
Talk about the start offensively and defensively. A little rough for you guys, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't protect the passer very well. So that, you know, three sacks in two series, it's going to be hard to overcome that. Defensively, and they got a drive going. It was a longer drive, and we had snap counts for guys. We're pulling guys off the field as the drive goes. And, you know, we're just committed to we're going to stick to the plan. We had a lot of good work up here this week, and we decided in the calmness of a meeting room that this is how many plays each guy's going to get. So we weren't going to, you know, to stop them. We weren't going to just keep doing it. But whoever goes in the game has got to make the stop, and we didn't. I mean, it's something like a 17-play drive, that first drive. You know, they shot themselves in the foot a couple times and overcame it, which can't happen. So, overall, you know, we didn't come out playing very well to start the game. I thought they continued to – the guys continued to fight. We missed a few things as well. Again, we haven't spent a ton of time, you know, game planning or practicing a lot of things particular to them. You know, we just kind of went out and practiced against them, but – we got to play better than we did in the first quarter, that's for sure.
You talk about Doug Martin and how he is.
Well, I think Doug's going to be fine. I mean, he got hit in the head, but he cleared really quickly. I mean, you know, I saw him at halftime, and he was fine. But he was going to play one more play. I mean, he had five plays, two carries, and that was it. So so when he went in, we just said, hey, just keep him in.
Anything serious with Gator and Underwood?
Don't know. You know, they had to leave the game, so we'll see. Those are all going to be evaluated. Well, yeah, I mean, can't throw it if you're getting sacked, but I thought the one play, he stepped up nicely in the pocket and, you know, did what he had to do to keep the play going, and I thought threw a good ball. So, you know, I don't think – how do you judge a guy on an eight play and a whatever, you know, a six play performance? We'll see. You know, next week he'll play more and then we'll get a better picture. I think he's practiced well, you know, with the exception of only a few days. I think he's really practiced, you know, well, so – but we'll see. It's coming.
Mike James got some extended time tonight. How did you like what he did?
I thought he ran well. He ran downhill, made some good cuts, made some people miss. So that was promising.
Talk about Daquan Bowers and what the plan was for him tonight and how he played.
Well, I don't know how he played. I can't, you know, I'm not sure. I have to watch the tape. The plan was to play, you know, first, second, and third down and at different times. And he hit his play count and we got him out.
Coach, you already said it, but just you practiced against these guys this week. So, did you know Brady being as sharp as he was? Can you comment on that?
Well, he sure looked good. You know, we messed up a few things, and you can't mess up. I mean, if you do things right against Tom Brady, he may complete the football. You help him, he's definitely going to complete the football. So, you know, we needed to play better to have a chance to slow them down. But you know. It's good work for us all week, and good opportunity in a game to play in a game.
Are we going to see a lot of Claiborne moving to the left side on certain plays? Is that kind of a situational type thing?
Yeah, well, you'll see him move back and forth. Yeah, there'll be some of that.
I know you took a lot of guys out, but these first two games, did you hope that you'd have more pressure on the quarterback yourself than what you really put on?
No, I don't know. I think, you know, I got to take a look at it, but I think we created some pressure. You know, we're not pressuring much other than four man. We'll do a little bit, but I don't think it's
just basic.
I don't think it's too far over the edge where you sit there and really be, you know, it's not where it's jumping out at you either. But you know, especially in the second half, we got more hits on the quarterback, which some of those young kids who we think can be promising pass rushers. You know, they're getting better.
Just looking at it tonight, what did you see that you liked?
Well, I thought both Peyton Hillis and Mike James ran the ball hard. So obviously when that happens, it means the O-line's doing a good job. Now, I thought Mike Glennon, you know, played well, responded well to the interception. Our goal was to make sure he got a bunch of snaps in these first two games, and he has. I think he got maybe 40 in the first game and 50 this game, so that's great, 90 NFL snaps. And he got crocked one time. I was anxious to see how he'd get up. He caught one right between the numbers, and he popped up. We asked him to do a couple different things, managing the game. You know, we created some situations with him. asked him to manipulate the clock a little bit at different times just to see if he can handle it. I thought he did a good job.
How fast is Mike Glenn figuring out the offense? How much better did he look this week?
He's picking it up. I mean, it's hard for a rookie. It's a lot of stuff. And then, you know, exponentially, when you put a defense like New England's that does a lot of stuff, you know, and it's 3-4 and it's 4-3 and it's it can kind of get on you. So, and you know, he didn't get a ton of plays in practice. That was by the plan. He got some, but you know, our Josh was going to get most of the practice, and then Mike was going to get most of the game, and that was the way we wanted to do it.
Coach, defensively, were you disappointed at the start of the game? I know you addressed it already, but
disappointed with mistakes. Yeah, you know, had we done our job and we still got whooped, then that happens. You know, you're playing against a great player and you got whooped. But you know, he didn't have anything to do with us making a mistake. That's the problem. Okay, safe trip home, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.